This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 9th. God's word for you today is never forget. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 26, verse 12. And it says, "The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none." Yesterday, we talked about an aspect of the promised land that was a struggle for the children of Israel back then, and a lot of Christians struggle with it even today. God took them from a place where the water was flowing from the ground, the Nile, to a place where they needed to look up to heaven for water, rain. Do you know that the Nile, figuratively speaking, can be polluted or even infested? The Nile can even dry up, but he that watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. God is showing us that he is our limitless supply. The world can do and is doing all sorts of things, but we cannot do what they are doing. You cannot beat the world at its game. You need to know your own game and play your own game. Then the world will be shocked that you are not affected by all the problems with the Nile. The problems associated with the Nile cannot affect you because your eyes are on the God of creation. Neither austerity nor pandemics can affect you because your source is Jehovah. While the world is going farther and farther away from God because they are scrambling to solve problems from the ground, you and I must draw closer and closer to God because he is the source of our lives. There is a yearly Jewish festival called Sukkot, also known as the Festival of the Tabernacles or the Festival of Booths. God instituted it in such a way that every year the Jews leave their homes, set up tents, and live in them with their families. They were dramatizing for the next generation that God is their source and sustainer. When they were in tents in the wilderness, God fed them with manna and he sustained them. Their shoes did not wear out. Their clothes did not wear out. It was a total miracle. God is saying, you are going into a land where you will plant and you will harvest. You are going to enter houses you did not build, vineyards you did not plant, and drink from wells you did not dig. However, God says, be careful. Do not think that your supply is from beneath. You must always remember that your source is from above. Every year, the Jews have the Festival of the Tabernacle to remind themselves and show their reliance on God, and to teach the next generation about relying on God, who is their sustainer. It is very easy for us human beings to forget that God is our supplier. Now you know how to plant and harvest. Now you know how to invest and you're seeing multiple returns. Now you know how to strategize and build businesses. Then you begin to question this Christianity thing and question the existence of God, because you are looking at Nile and it is flourishing. God is saying to you, Nile is not your source. He, God, is your source. That is why sometimes God will make everything dry up to remind people that he alone is their source. Let us pray. Father, you alone are my source, and I will fix my eyes on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.